Hey guys, it's Wheat Plot Tour time! Hey, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm the agronomist with K-State Research and Extension for Wallace, Sherman, and Cheyenne counties in northwest Kansas. And yes, it is Wheat Plot Tour time. This week, Sunflower District hosts our series of Wheat Plot Tours, and they will occur on Tuesday and Wednesday for Wallace, Sherman, and Cheyenne counties. And as you may know, some of our wheat plots don't seem to be in quite the greatest shape. Mother Nature, well, she's kind of had her way with some of our wheat plots. We have some hail damage on wheat plots. We have wheat streak mosaic showing up in wheat plots. And so we have some things that make our wheat plots not look quite as good, but we have plenty to talk about because, as you know, as well as I do, it's been a challenging wheat production year. And so we're going to talk through some of the things that has been a challenge. And we're going to spend some extra time discussing wheat streak mosaic since it seems to be quite in rare form this last year and what that means for this next year when we're looking at disease resistance and varieties and other things. So we'll have plenty to talk about even if the wheat plots are not quite in the greatest shape. So we'll start our wheat plot tours in Sherman County on June 13th. Our first one is at 4 o'clock Mountain Time. That is a 4-H wheat plot with Truman Hooker. He is taking the 4-H wheat plot as one of his 4-H projects, and part of that is to have a tour. So we're going to have some questions for Truman on what he's been doing in his wheat plots, and then we'll kind of go through a few varieties and discuss those. At 5:30 on Tuesday, we will start our main wheat plot tour, and that's at F&J Farms. That plot is located north of Goodland. That plot also has some hail damage, but we'll have a lot of other things to discuss as we go through, so make sure you bring your questions for that wheat plot tour. The next morning, we will shift gears just a little bit and move to Wallace County. We'll have breakfast at 6:30 at the Cab in Sharon Springs, and then at 7:30, we'll move to the plot tour at My Farms, and we have 22 or so varieties to look at there, which includes about 6 white wheat varieties, so a little bit of different things to look at there. And then at 10 o'clock Mountain Time, we will move over to the Weskin area to E&H Farms. They actually have 2 wheat plots for us. One is our regular full-blown variety trial with about 23 varieties in it. And then they also have a continuous wheat plot where we have wheat following wheat, and we have about 8 varieties in that plot. And so a couple different things to look at over in the Weskin area. So that will conclude the Wallace County Wheat Plot Tour, and then that evening, so Wednesday evening, we will have plot tour in Cheyenne County, and that will start at 5:30 Central Time. We'll have the Wheat Plot Tour that is located straight south of Wheeler along the Highway 27, and included in that plot, we have our regular wheat varieties, but then we also have 3 solid stem wheats. Solid stem wheat is important if we would ever end up with the wheat stem sawfly moving into our area. And so that's a few things that we have to look at for wheat plots. Following the wheat plot in Cheyenne County, then we'll have supper up at American Implement in Wheeler. So several things for us to be seeing and doing while we're having wheat plots this week. Make sure you mark your calendars and join us. Be sure also to bring your questions. One of the good things about Wheat Plot Tours and makes them very successful is when we have lots of crowd interaction, we can answer the questions that you guys are having on wheat production. So feel free to bring your questions. If you need more specific details on where the wheat plots are located, go on to our website, and that is www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. I also have our flyers posted up on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy, or you can find them on Twitter at Crops with Jeannie.